underway just over 5 minutes ago. On the mound for the Hammerheads is Colin Lowe. Lowe comes into the game with a 5.55 ERA, 23 strikeouts on 24 innings worth of work. Count 1-0 to Sal Stewart. Next pitch outside, ball two. With the win last night, the Tortugas come into this game 16-22 on the season on a two-game winning streak. Hammerheads fell to 21-17 after last night's loss. And Stewart making contact, getting past the second baseman. A runner is going to come home. So it's a 1-0 ball game here in the top of the first inning. Sal Stewart with an RBI single. Very nice.
Now batting the left fielder, number 6, Yerlin Cognon.
So Daytona 1, Jupiter nothing. Top of the first inning, two outs here. Sal Stewart on first base after the RBI single. Yerlin Cognon up next. A beautiful Sunday afternoon here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in this final game of this series between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. Daytona taking the last two. Hammerheads trying to end that streak here today. Colin Lowe on the mound facing Cognon. Here comes the pitch to Cognon. That's going to be inside, ball one. One to nothing, Daytona on top here in the top of the first, two outs. Here comes the 1-1 to Cognon. And he makes contact there, but it's going to go foul left field side of the stands. Here comes the 1-2 from Colin Lowe. And a big swing and a miss. That's going to be strike number 3. So Cognon is retired. Swinging. The Tortugas are able to get one across home. They lead 1-0 as we head towards the bottom of the first inning. Walter Works live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Facial Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, everybody. Jordan McCants leading things off here for the Hammerheads. He pops this one up. It's going to go foul. Let's look at your lineup for the Hammerheads since we joined the broadcast a little bit late. McCants leading off. He's playing third base. Brett Roberts in the second spot. He's a designated hitter. Javier Sanoa batting third. He's a second baseman. Jorge Caballero, the center fielder, batting cleanup. Chase Luttrell batting fifth, the left fielder. Andrew Fernandez, the catcher, batting sixth. Harrison Spahn batting seventh. He's playing shortstop. Torin Montgomery batting eighth. He's the fourth baseman. And Noah Williamson, right field, batting ninth. Ryan Cardona on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. Comes into the game with a 1.61 ERA, 27 strikeouts in 22 innings. Impressive so far. Just allowing 1.61 when it comes to earned runs. Cardona from Livingston, New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey myself. That wasn't too long of a ride from me. Had a good 20 to 25 minute ride, so very familiar with Livingston, New Jersey. Cardona picked in the 19th round of the 2021 draft. McCants gets a piece of the next one. It's going to be ruled foul. Count goes 2-2. Here comes the pitch. Making contact is McCants. But foul. And a big swing and a miss, and Cardona gets his first punch out of the game. Brett Roberts goes down swinging. I mean, McCants goes down swinging. Let me not spell a cast of bad luck there on Roberts. He's going to try to get things going for the Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch. And this one outside, ball one. Logan Tanner behind home plate for the Daytona Tortugas. He'll be calling the pitches for Cardona, who's on the mound. Here comes the 1-0. And catches the outside corner of the plate. That's strike number one. And this one, up in the air. Who's going to get it? Charging is the right fielder, Ariel Almonte, for a quick two outs. Oh, yeah. Happy Sunday, everybody. Sunday afternoon baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The final game of this series between the Daytona Tortugas and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Tortugas coming into the game with a 16-22 record. The Hammerheads looking for their 22nd win today, 21-17 on the young season. Sanoa's up next. He shows bunt and pops it up. A nice heads-up catch there by Logan Turner, and that's three outs. Top of the second inning coming up. Walter Works live on MILB.com. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off to school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the second inning, Logan Tanner leading off for the Daytona Tortugas. This one dribbled over to Colin Lowe. He's able to flick it over to first, an easy catch there to Montgomery. That's going to be out number one. Ariel Almonte up next. He's playing right field, batting in that seventh spot today for the Tortugas. And he pops this one up all the way up into the right field stands. And this one is going to be foul ball there. Count goes 0-2. And here comes the 0-2. This one outside. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. This one outside and low. Count goes even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 count. Outside and away, count goes 3-2. Here comes the pitch. Almonte makes contact, but it goes foul. And staying alive is Almonte, another foul tip behind home plate. Here comes the 3-2 to Almonte. And gets him inside. Nice pitch there by Colin Lowe. 84-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Catching the outside corner of home plate there. Nice pitch by Lowe. That's Lowe's second strikeout of the game. Almonte goes down looking. Yasiel Pinho up next. He had a big-time home run yesterday, a solo shot. Big swing and a miss there to start the sequence, strike one. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Pinho. Pinho with a nice piece of hitting. What a grab over at third. Holy moly, McCants just went reaching for it and got all the glove on that baseball. A defensive gem there by McCants. So Pinho goes down on a line drive that McCants just went all after. So a quick three outs, bottom of the second inning coming up. Walter Works live on MILB.com. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the second inning, 2-1 the count to Jorge Caballero. Hammerheads trying to get back on track with their winning ways. Caballero makes contact there, but it's going to go foul. Count's going to go even 2-2 to Jorge. He comes into the game with a 350 average, one home run, 20 RBIs on the season. And the next pitch to Caballero, that 92-mile-per-hour fastball outside and away, that's going to be ball three, so now we got a full count. Caballero from Caracas, Venezuela, picked as a free agent in 2016. Full count to Caballero, nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the second. Tortuga's on top, 1-0. And this one is upstairs and inside, so Caballero's going to first on a walk. Up next is going to be Chase Luttrell. He's playing left field with an average of 276, no home runs, 7 RBIs. Count 0-1 to Luttrell. Here comes the pitch from Cardona. Luttrell makes contact, but it's going to go foul. And count's going to go now to 1-2 to Luttrell. Here comes the 1-2. Luttrell making contact. That's going to be a straight shot to center, right in the mitt. No problemo there for Hector Rodriguez. So Luttrell is retired on a pop-up. That's going to bring up Andrew Fernandez. He's playing catcher today for the Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch to Fernandez. Just misses the outside corner, ball one. And rips it past the shortstop for a stand-up single. Acosta tried to reach for it. Passed him by a mile, though, so a nice piece of hitting there by Luttrell. By Fernandez. So Fernandez gets on first with the single. Harrison Spahn up next. You got Carrero on second. Fernandez on first. Just one out here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be ball one to Harrison Spahn. Spahn has shown some good productivity on offense lately. He has 3 home runs, 13 RBI so far this season. Here comes the 1-0 to Spahn. Big swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball there by Cardona at 78 miles per hour. And this one's popped all the way up. Calling it is the second baseman, and getting it for out number two is Carlos Jorge. Torrin Montgomery up next. Runners on first and second here. First pitch to Montgomery, strike one. That's going to be strike number two to Montgomery. Swing and a miss. Might have gotten a piece of it. Oh, 0-2 the count to Torrin Montgomery. Two outs. Fernandez on first. Caballero on second. Tortuga's up 1-0 early on in this game. Here comes the pitch. Montgomery fouls this one. Counts 0-2 to Montgomery. He's batting 235 on the season. One home run, 10 RBIs. Breaking ball gets him. That's strike three. So Cardona recording his second strikeout of the game. And that's all she wrote for the second inning. Top of the third inning coming up. Tortugas 1, Hammerheads nothing. Walter Works live on MILB.com. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the game, everybody. Top of the third inning here. Walter Works on the call. Telling you all about today's game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. An important game as the Hammerheads looking to get their 22nd win of the season. They come into this game 21-17. So the Tortugas ready to start things off here in the top of the third. They got one in the first. They lead 1-0 on two hits. The Hammerheads, which were error-filled yesterday, so many errors. I think it was like five or six. They have one today so far. Acosta's up in the box. He's up, leading things off for the Tortugas here in the top of the third. And the first pitch to Acosta, 88 mile per hour there. It's going to be strike one. And this one's going to be foul tip, so it's going to be an 0-2 count. Here comes the 0-2 to Victor Acosta. Chips this one. And it's going to be blooped right in front of Noah Williamson in right field. So that's a stand-up single, a base hit there to start things off for Acosta. He's on first. That's going to bring up Hector Rodriguez. Count 0-1 to Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch. Colin Lowe on the mound. He's got two strikeouts so far today. And Rodriguez makes contact. Nice job there picking it up. They're going to try to go for two, and they just missed the attempt on the double play there. Nice hustling by Rodriguez to make it to first in time. Acosta, he's thrown out at second. Nice pickup there, a scoop at first. Fielding the ball cleanly was Montgomery. So Rodriguez gets on first by fielder's choice, Carlos Jorge. A little sneeze there. God bless you. Thank you. Jorge up next, batting .333, three home runs, 13 RBIs. He's playing second base. He got on last time with a base hit. And making contact there, going right past the first baseman, Montgomery. And charging in from the right field to get it is Williamson. And that's a base hit there. How about that? So Jorge getting his second hit of the afternoon. That's going to bring up Cam Collier. He's up next. Runners on first and second. Top of the third, Tortuga's up 1-0. And the pitch inside. It's going to be a ball. Here comes the 1-0. That pitch called a strike. I guess the scoreboard was a little messed up there. 0-1 count to Collier. Here comes the pitch from Lowe. And this one outside. That's going to be ball two. So there was a ball there, see? 2-1 count to Collier. And Collier with a nice shot. That's going to be fair. A run is going to come home. Another run is going to come home. There's going to be no play at the plate as the ball is fumbled to the cutoff man. And just like that, Rodriguez comes home. Jorge comes home. And Cam Collier is on with a 2 RBI double.
Now batting the DH, number 13, Sal Stewart.
Sal Stewart up next. A quick 3-0 lead now here for the Tortugas. We're in the top of the third. Holy moly. That's the fifth hit of the afternoon by Daytona. One count to Sal Stewart. He had an RBI his last time up on a single. Tortuga's looking for their third win in a row. No balls, two strikes, one out. Collier on second after the 2 RBI double. Stewart makes contact, but it goes foul. Here comes the 0-2 to Stewart. Colin Lowe on the mound. Here comes the pitch. Downstairs and outside. That's going to be ball one. This was the position that the Hammerheads were in yesterday. Struggling and They were just losing early on in the game and never caught up. Tortuga's had control pretty much throughout the whole game. Trying to do more of the same here today. Counts 2-2. Sal Stewart in the box. Here comes the pitch. And it's foul tipped. Count's going to stay 2-2. Stewart coming into the game with a 215 average, one home run, 13 ribbies. Counts 2-2 with one out here in the top of the third. I'm calling time. A pleasant Sunday afternoon here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. No fans in the stands. But of course, you're catching the game live here on MILB.com. Stewart hits it right over to Spahn. That's an easy out number two. Montgomery catching it cleanly there. Confidant is up next. He struck out his last time up. And a big swing and a miss there. That's strike one. And Confidant showing bunt. It's going to dribble foul. Counts 0-2 now to Confidant. Here comes the 0-2 from Colin Lowe. And Confidant makes contact right into the glove of Montgomery. Montgomery flicking it over to Lowe. Lowe stepping on the bag, and that's out number three. A little bit of damage done, though. We still got a lot of baseball to be played. 3-0. Tortugas are on top. They get two across home here in the top of the third inning. Walter Works with you on MILB.com. The Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network will be back after this commercial break.
Why's the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off to school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Back at it, bottom of the third inning. Hammerhead's going to try to get back into this game. Noah Williamson leading things off here in the bottom of the third. That one outside. Count goes 2-0 to Williamson. And a swing and a miss, strike one. Here comes the 2-1 to Williamson. And catches the outside corner of the plate. Count goes even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. Check the swing. He didn't go. Count's going to go full. Good eye there by Williamson. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. This one fouled behind home plate. Count stays full. Just getting things started here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the 3-2 from Cardona. Big swing and a miss, and Williamson goes down on strikes. McCants up next. He's the leadoff man for these Hammerheads. That's Cardona's third strikeout of the game. This one's dribbled foul. So through two innings of work, Cardona has three strikeouts here in his third inning of work now. Just recorded his 40th pitch of the afternoon. McCants looking for his first hit of this beautiful Sunday. And McCants with a nice base hit there with one out in the bottom of the third, getting to first. Left fielder Confidant getting to it quickly, blooped right in front of him. So McCants gets on. Tortuga's on top, 3-0 right now. Brett Roberts up next. First pitch to Roberts, ball one. That call was overturned to a strike, so the count's going to go 0-1. And the next pitch to Brett Roberts is fouled. And this one's outside and away. That's going to be ball number two. Counts 1-2 to Brett Roberts, runner on first, one out, bottom of the third. Tortuga's up 3-0. Runner's going to go, but it's going to be foul tipped. McCants on first, was attempting to steal second. He's going to trolley back to first. So the count's 1-2 to Brett Roberts, who comes to this game with a .235 average. 12 RBIs. Makes contact there, though, but right there together is the center fielder, Hector Rodriguez. So two outs now in the bottom of the third. Javier Sanoa, he's up next, batting .260, 21 RBIs. Caballero on deck. We'll see if he gets an opportunity this inning. McCants on first. He looks anxious. Here comes the pitch to Sanoa, ball one. And the next one's outside. The catcher, Logan Tanner, throwing over to Yasiel Pino, trying to pick off McCants. McCants gets back safely. Happy Sunday, everybody. Sunday afternoon baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're live on MILB.com on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Tortugas are up 3-0. Breaking ball outside there. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes to Sanoa. That's going to be challenged. Here comes the 3-0. Cardona on the mound. And he gets him. 3-1 now goes the count. Strike one. Cardona with three strikeouts today. And foul tipping it is Sanoa, so the count's going to go full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. McCants going. He's on first, but he's going to have to go back to first as Sanoa foul tips this one. Here comes the 3-2. And Sanoa pops this one up into the stands. Count remains 3-2. Here we go again. Here comes the pitch. Upstairs, Sanoa's going to take first on a base on balls. So Sanoa goes to first on the base on balls express train. Are you ready for it? All aboard. Choo, 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 choo. Runners on first and second now. Two outs. Bottom of the third inning. The Hammerheads trying to take a bite out of this Tortuga lead. Jorge Caballero up next. He's in the box. Batting 351 dinger. 20 ribbies. He's got runners on first and second now as the count goes 1-1 to Caballero. Hammerheads trying to get back to their winning ways. And the Tortugas are on a little bit of a streak here. They've won two in a row, looking for their third in a row as Caballero foul tips this one. Count's going to go 1-2 to Jorge Caballero. Little breeze today. These papers are having a little trouble staying in line. Do have some body warming up in the Tortugas bullpen there as the count now goes 2-2 to Caballero. Here comes the 2-2 from Cardona. Caballero makes contact. Going back a little bit, is the right fielder there for an easy out number three? So Ariel Monte catching that pop-up. And the Hammerheads have not gotten anything across home yet. And just two hits, one error. The Tortugas lead 3-0 as we approach the top of the fourth inning. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Happy Sunday. That's right. We got some Sunday afternoon baseball And even though we have no fans in the stands, you're catching it all here on MILB.com. That's right. We'll be back. Top of the fourth inning coming up. And you know we're going to do it after this commercial break. Welcome back, everybody, as Logan Tanner leads things off for the Tortugas. Tortugas on top, 3-0. Top of the fourth inning. We're cruising along on this edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball. Counts 0-1 to Tanner. That's going to be called the ball. And the count goes 1-2 to Logan Tanner. Here comes the 1-2. Tanner makes contact right into the mid of Harrison's spine. He's going to throw over to Montgomery. That's going to be out number one.
Now batting the right fielder, number 38, Ariel Almonte.
Ariel Almonte up next. One out here at top of the fourth. Here comes the pitch. And this one's going to be fouled. Almonte facing a 1-1 count. And this one's going to be called a ball outside and away. Counts 2-1 to Almonte. Pino up next. He's on deck. Followed by Acosta. Count goes 3-1 to Almonte. Almonte struck out his last time up. And that one's a foul ball. Count's going to stay full. Here comes the 3-2. And he rips this one. And not able to get to it is the right fielder, Noah Williamson. Looked like he had a handle on it, and it might have deflected off of his mitt or fell right out of it. But nice job by Almonte getting on with a single. So runner on first with one out here in the top of the fourth. Pino up next. This one outside and away. Ball one. One-oh count. Pino smacks this one up in the air. Spahn trailing back, trying to get it, and he does. That's out number two. So Pino goes down on the pop-up. Victor Acosta up next. He had a base hit his last time up. He's got Almonte on first. Here comes the pitch to Acosta. He pops this one, but foul. And nice piece of hitting. Not able to field it cleanly was the second baseman, Sanoa. He was able to get the throw off to Montgomery, but nice hustling by Acosta. He's on first with a base hit. So Almonte goes to second. Acosta's at first. Hector Rodriguez up now. Tortuga's trying to add some insurance to this 3-0 lead. Here comes the pitch to Rodriguez. Strike one, swing and a miss. Here comes the 0-1 to Hector Rodriguez. And makes contact, chips it over right over to Sanoa. Should be a routine play to Montgomery. It is for out number three. Top of the fourth inning, all wrapped up. Tortuga still on top, 3-0 on 7 hits. We'll be back for the bottom of the fourth. Walter Wirtz live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Back to the show. Bottom of the fourth inning, Chase Luttrell leading things off for your hometown Hammerheads. Hammerheads down by 3. Tortuga's on top, 3-0. Still a lot of baseball to be played. Luttrell from Bakersfield, California, picked in the 13th round of the 2022 draft. You know, yesterday when I started pleading, begging the baseball gods to bring a run in, Sanoa actually delivered. So maybe we got to start some of that again today here in the bottom of the fourth. As Luttrell goes down looking, that's a strikeout for Cardona. That's the fourth strikeout of the afternoon for him. That's going to bring Andrew Fernandez up into the box. Harrison Spahn is on deck. He's due up after Spahn. And making contact to Spahn. That's a foul ball. And that's going to be a ball. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. And Fernandez pops this one all the way up in the air, calling it is the shortstop. Nice play to get it. Victor Acosta supplying out number two.
Now batting the shortstop, number 30, Harrison Spahn.
So Luttrell strikes out, Fernandez pops up, Harrison Spahn up next. I'm not going to ask for anything yet when it comes to the baseball gods, but at some point, the Hammerheads have to take a bite out of these Tortugas. I mean, I'm sure they're hungry. They're 21-17 looking for their 22nd win of the game. I mean, when I'm hungry, I take a bite into something. So why not start now? The Hammerheads have to get something going. Here comes the 0-2. This one upstairs, ball one. Harrison Spahn comes into this bottom of the fourth with a .214 average. He has 3 home runs on the season, 13 RBIs. A lot of potential and talent when you talk about Spahn. And how about Cardona on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball? He gets Spahn looking for his 5th strikeout of the game. And just like that, we are cruising to the top of the 5th inning. Tortugas hanging on to a 3-0 lead. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball. And we'll be right back for the top of the 5th after this commercial break. Welcome back. Top of the 5th inning. Tortugas on top. 3-0 here. Final game of this series between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. Carlos Jorge up. He hits this one right to Montgomery. That's going to be out number one.
Now batting the third baseman, number
44. Jorge, who had 2 hits in this game. Not successful there. So one out here to start things off in the top of the 5th. Cam Collier up next. Cam Collier had a 2-run double his last time up. This breaking ball from low, strike one, 72 miles per hour. Here comes the 0-1 and chips it foul. Count's going to go 0-2. Here comes the 0-2. Lowe looking for his third strikeout of the game. And this one all the way outside. Here comes the 1-2. Big swing and a miss, and there it is. Colin Lowe's third strikeout of the game. Sal Stewart up next. Cam Collier goes down swinging. So a two quick outs for the Hammerheads, exactly what they need here in the fifth inning. Down three. Stewart, who had an RBI single his first time up, faces Lowe. That pitch is going to be challenged. It was called a ball. It's overturned. Called a strike. So instead of starting 1-0, the count goes 0-1. And this one outside and away. Count now goes 1-1. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the fifth inning. Daytona Tortugas 3, Jupiter Hammerheads nothing. And Stewart makes contact right there to pick it up is the third baseman. McCants over to Montgomery. Three quick outs. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. Walter Works on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls.
We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the fifth. Tortugas trying to come back into this game. Still a lot of baseball to be played. Daytona 3, Jupiter nothing right now. Want to know the count to Montgomery. Here comes the pitch. Count goes 1-1. And that's called a strike two. Counts 1-2. And dribbling it over to Luis May. That's going to be out number one. So Montgomery grounds out. Noah Williamson up next. And the next pitch inside, ball one. Counts 2-0 to Noah Williamson. Luis May, the new pitcher on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. And that's going to be another ball. Three balls, no strikes. One out here, bottom of the fifth. Daytona 3, Jupiter nothing. Here comes a 3-1. And that's a called strike. Williamson was taken first. Count goes 3-1. Luis May from the Dominican Republic picked up as a free agent in 2018. The 21-year-old right-hander. And Williamson checks his swing. It's called strike three anyway. And a nice pitch there by Luis May. So May comes in for some relief. Gets a strikeout already. That's going to bring up Jordan McCants. Here comes the first pitch to McCants. 100 miles per hour. On the gun there. Fastball, strike one. Here comes the next pitch from May. And this one is outside. Another fastball, 100 miles per hour. Holy moly. Luis May bringing some heat on the mound in relief. And the next pitch is downstairs in the dirt. That's three consecutive pitches that Luis May has thrown, all clocking in at 100 miles per hour. Is there a police officer anywhere? Do we give out speeding tickets here in the minor leagues? Here comes the next pitch to McCants. Big swing and a miss. A 98 mile per hour fastball. Count goes even, 2-2. Luis May throw in a clinic on fastballs. The next one coming in at 99. McCants able to get a piece of it. I've been able to see a lot of Luis May throughout the last couple of years calling these games, and this is the best I've seen him. Here comes the 2-2. And switches it up with a breaking ball. Had a nice change of direction there, but just misses the corner of the plate. So the count's going to go full. Luis May looking for his second strikeout in relief. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Here comes the pitch from May. It's a fastball, 98 miles per hour. Somebody get a fire extinguisher. Luis May is on fire. Coming into the game for some relief. Better than Pepto-Bismol. Just throwing fastball after fastball. Some nice changeups. And gets two strikeouts there in the bottom of the fifth. Tortugas hanging on to a 3-0 lead. Walter Wirtz with you live on MILB.com. That's right. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we're coming back for the top of the sixth. And we're going to keep on doing it after this commercial break.
When you went car shopping,
you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back, everybody. Top of the sixth inning. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. Tortuga's up 3-0. Here we go. Your lean confidant up next. Counts 0-2 to Confidon. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Lowe. Logan Tanner up next. We are having some technical difficulties. All right, I think we figured everything out. Count 0-2 to Tanner. He foul tips this one. Count's going to stay 0-2. You know, with all the Wi-Fi going on in the world, technical difficulties do happen. Always a good time here, though, at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Sunday afternoon baseball with the Tortugas on top 3-0. They have 7 hits. Colin Lowe on the mound for the Hammerheads. That's a quick 2 outs there. Tanner pops out.
Now batting the right fielder, number 38, Ariel Almonte
up next. Lowe has 4 strikeouts in the game. He's allowed 3 runs on 7 hits. Tanner looking for his first, well, was looking for his first hit. He got retired. Almonte up next. He got a base hit his last time up. Next pitch outside to Almonte. Count goes 1-1. 2 outs here. Top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch inside. Count goes 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 breaking ball foul tip behind home plate. Count's going to go even 2-2. 2-2 the count to El Monte. Tortuga's up 3-0, trying to add some more runs to this lead. Sunday afternoon baseball in full effect. Hammerhead's warming somebody up in the bullpen, so are the Tortugas. And El Monte rips this one. A liner over the head of Harrison Spahn. That's going to fall right in front of the center fielder, Jorge Caballero. And how about that piece of hitting? El Monte gets on first with a second consecutive base hit. Yasiel Pino up next. So Pino's up. He's looking for his first hit. And that pitch called a strike. Count goes 0-1. Dribbles this one behind home plate, foul ball. Here comes the 0-2 to Pino. And makes contact there, but dribbles foul on the left side of the third baseline. Happy Sunday, everybody. No fans in the stands today, but a great baseball game. The final one of this series between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch, and Pino rocks this one. Charging in left field, heading towards the warning track, getting it right there on the edge. Nice catch there by the left fielder. Chase Luttrell getting to it, and that's three outs. Tortuga still on top, 3-0. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up. Walter Works with you live on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Back, everybody. Bottom of the sixth inning here. Walter Works with you on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Tortuga's up top right now, 3-0. Brett Roberts leading things off. And he smacks this one over towards the gap, but easily getting to it is the left fielder, Confidon. That's out number one. Javier Sanoa up next with one out, bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch to Sanoa. That's going to be called a ball, breaking ball. 78 miles per hour. New pitcher on the mound for the Tortugas. That's Tanner Cooper. Coach of the Tortugas not happy. Looks like Sanoa stepped out of the box when the pitch was coming in, but either called time or not. Coach of the Tortugas was arguing that he didn't call time. Count's 1-0. That's going to be strike one. So the count goes even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 from Tanner Cooper. And this one outside and away, ball two. Cooper comes into the game from Farmington, New York. Picked in the 35th round of the 2019 draft. 3-1 count to Sanoa. Hammerheads really haven't created an offensive threat all game. As the count goes full, Sanoa caught looking there. He takes strike two. Here comes the 3-2 from Tanner Cooper. Outside, Sanoa takes ball four. He goes on to first. So up next is Jorge Caballero. What a guy. Batting 347, one home run, 20 RBIs. He's got Sanoa on first. I don't want to ask the baseball gods for anything, but I might as well. Please, Caballero. Make something happen here for the Hammerheads. Hammerheads looking for their 22nd win of the season. One out here. Bottom of the sixth. Sanoa on first after the walk. Please, Caballero. Please, Mr. Caballero. We'll see if Jorge can get something going. He gets a base hit. So Caballero gets on to first. Sanoa goes on to second. I'm 2-for-2 when I ask the baseball gods for something. Thank you, Mr. Caballero. Caballero on first with a stand-up single. How about that? Look at your boy, Walter Works. The power of positive thinking on display on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. So up next is Chase Luttrell. We're having a quick meeting on the mound. Logan Tanner talking strategy with the pitcher Tanner Cooper. Tanner Cooper comes into this game with a 2.08 ERA, 9 strikeouts, and 13 innings of work. Tortugas up 3, leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the 6th. Luttrell looking to get his first hit of the game. He's got runners on 1st and 2nd. Sanoa on 2nd, Caballero on 1st. One out. This is the golden opportunity for the Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch. This one's fouled. Count's going to go 0-2 to Luttrell. Due up next is Fernandez. He's on deck. He's 1-for-2. Followed by Harrison Spahn if we get there. Here comes the 0-2 to Luttrell. And this one outside in the dirt, that's going to be ball one. Here comes the 1-2 outside. Count goes even, 2-2. Due to the count with one out, here we go. And making contact but foul. Count stays even, 2-2. Sanoa on second, Caballero on first. One out, bottom of the sixth inning. Luttrell in the box. And he rips this one in the gap. Sanoa's going to come home. Caballero's easily going to go to third. That's an RBI double for Chase Luttrell. And that's the first run of the ball game by the hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. Now down by two. Tortugas 3, Jupiter 1. Bottom of the sixth inning. Runners now on second and third with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Andrew Fernandez up next. Harrison Spahn on deck. Please, Andrew Fernandez, please make something happen. Here we go. And Fernandez rips this one towards the warning track, hits the wall. Caballero's going to come home. Yes! That's another run. Another one comes home. A two-run double for Andrew Fernandez. How do you like that? We got a tie ball game. It's hammer time. You gotta love it. All tied up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. What an offensive display here in the sixth by the Hammerheads. Spahn up next. Holy moly. A two-run double by Fernandez. Luttrell came home. Caballero came home. Sanoa came home. 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch to Spahn. That's going to be outside. Ball one. Man, Fernandez with a rocket shot hitting off the wall there. I thought it was out of there. And what a turn of events here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. All tied up now with the Hammerheads getting their fifth hit of the ball game. Here comes the 1-2. And checks his swing. He went. That's strike three, and that's it for the bottom of the sixth inning. But won't you look at that? The baseball gods have graced us with their presence. You ask and you shall receive. Three come home here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So much going on. What a two-run double by Andrew Fernandez. Tying things up. Tortugas 3. Hammerheads 3. Top of the seventh inning coming up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody. Top of the seventh inning. An impressive sixth by the Hammerheads tying the game up. They got three across home. And what a shot by Acosta ripping this one down the first base line, rounding first. He's rounding second with the helmet off and everything, sliding in safely. The throw goes wild, but he's in there with a triple. Victor Acosta with all the speed in the world. Perfect hitting, and the Tortugas making a statement to start the top of the seventh. a triple for Okosa. Hector Rodriguez up next. These Tortugas, they're a little slow off the gate. You know, that's what they say about Tortugas. But, man, did you see the speed in Okosta? I know you didn't because you're hearing me on the radio. But let me tell you, faster than the bright line, Okosta rounding first, rounding second, sliding into third with no play. Rodriguez up next. He takes ball two. Shelly the Tortuga would be proud. Him and Hammy have the day off today, and Rodriguez bloops this one right in front of Williamson in right field. And just like that, the Tortugas regain the lead on their 10th hit. It's now 4-3. So Rodriguez with an RBI single. Jorge up next. No outs. Top of the seventh. Look at those Tortugas go. Collier up next. He's on deck. Takes the first pitch ball. 1-0 the count to Carlos Jorge. And the next pitch outside away, 2-0 goes the count. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip behind home plate. Count goes 2-1. Brady Encarnacion on the mound for the Hammerheads. From Tamayo, Dominican Republic, the 6'3 right-hander. Picked up as a free agent in 2018. He's got a .98 ERA, 25 strikeouts in 18 innings. Marlins organization sees a lot of potential in Encarnacion. And we're going to see it right now. Here comes the pitch outside. That's going to be ball four to Jorge. So with nobody out, the Tortugas have two on here in the top of the seventh, trying to add some run support, trying to close this game out, trying to get the win, trying to get their third in a row. Cam Collier up next. So Rodriguez on second, Jorge on first. Cam Collier in the box, nobody out. Sal Stewart due up next, he's on deck. A pleasant Sunday here in Jupiter, Florida. First pitch to Cam Collier, strike one. And Collier rips this one right to Montgomery. Montgomery to Spahn. Spahn back to Montgomery. And that's a double play. A two quick outs. Exactly what the Hammerheads needed to try to stay within reach of this game. What effort by Collier, though. Hustling to get to first. He's getting a look now by the trainer. So two outs on the double play. Nice scoop there by Montgomery. He fielded the ball, then threw it over to Spahn, and then Spahn with the quick reflex threw it back to Montgomery, and we got two outs. Up next is Sal Stewart. He takes the first pitch. It's the breaking ball at 76 miles per hour. That's strike one. And the next breaking ball misses. 77 miles per hour on the gun there. Count goes 1-1.
Count overturned strike.
No, it was overturned. I thought it looked pretty good. So the count's going to go 0-2. Sal Stewart quickly down in the count with two outs here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Encarnacion, and that's strike number three. So one run comes home. The Tortugas regain the lead, up 4-3. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Walter Works with you. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are Bizak, Torin Montgomery, leading things off here in the bottom of the seventh. Foul tips this one. Count goes 1-1 to Montgomery. Here comes the 1-1. And Montgomery makes contact there. That's going to go foul. Williamson on deck. McCants after him. Hammerheads trying to get back into this one. They tied it up in the sixth. Tortugas got one more in the seventh, so they're up by one. Tortugas 4, Hammerheads 3. Tortugas looking for their 17th win of the season. Hammerheads looking for win 22. And Montgomery makes contact. That's going to head over to the Cassidy Cool Zone. CassidyAC.com for all your air conditioning needs. Here comes the 2-2 to Montgomery. Tanner Cooper on the mound for the Tortugas. And making contact is Montgomery. Not able to get a handle on it, though, is the shortstop. Victor Acosta fumbling it there. So Montgomery gets on to first. That's going to be ruled a base hit for Montgomery. Actually, no, it's not. They flipped it to an error. I thought it was nicely hit by Montgomery. But regardless, it's an error. Montgomery on first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. Noah Williamson up next. He's got 3 home runs, 3 RBIs. First pitch to Williamson, strike one. And that was challenged, overturned, so instead of a strike, it's called a ball. Counts 1-0 to Williamson. And this one outside, ball two. Oh, And big swing and a miss, strike one. Montgomery on first. Williamson in the box, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Here comes the 2-1. Big swing and a miss. Count goes even, 2-2. Tanner trying to pick off Montgomery at first. Not in time. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Tanner Cooper. Big swing and a miss. That's strike number three and out number one here in the bottom of the seventh. That brings up Jordan McCants. He's got 13 RBIs on the season. McCants from Pensacola, Florida, the 20-year-old, picked in the third round of the 2021 draft. And he pops this one up. Should be an easy pop out. And right there to get it for out number two is the third baseman, Cam Collier. So a quick out number two. Montgomery still standing there anxiously on first base. Brett Roberts up next. Tanner Cooper still on the mound for the Tortugas. Nobody warming up in Daytona's bullpen. And Roberts rips this one fair. Charging to get it is the left fielder. And a throw in almost got Montgomery at third. Nice fielding and a throw by Confidon. So here we go. Runners on second and third with Javier Sanoa up next. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Tortugas hanging on to a 4-3 lead. McCants on second, Montgomery on third. Here comes the pitch to Sanoa. Ball one. Sanoa with 21 RBIs on the season. Hammerhead's trying to take a bite out of these Tortugas down by one. Montgomery on third. McCants on second. Cooper on the mound. Here comes the pitch. Ball two. Hammerheads trying to get their 22nd win of the season. Trying to stay in that Florida State League East conversation. Currently behind the first place Palm Beach Cardinals. Three straight balls so far to Sanoa. I'm not asking Sanoa for anything right now. Maybe just a hit? Maybe? Here comes a 3-0 to Javier Sanoa. And he rips this one. And Confidon can't get to it. One's going to come home. Two are going to come home. Montgomery and McCants cross home on a two RBI triple by Javier Sanoa. And how about that? The Hammerheads have taken the lead. Hip, hip, hooray. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Look at that. The Hammerheads come out on top here in the bottom of the seventh to come home on Javier Sanoa's two-run triple. Wowzers. Let's get the party started. It's Hammer time. Won't you look at that. Sanoa with a much-needed triple. Caballero grounds this one. Should be an easy play, and it is for out number three. Acosta limiting the damage there with a nice throw to Pino. Two come home in the bottom of the second. The Hammerheads take the lead for the first time in the ballgame. Top of the eighth coming up. Jupiter Hammerheads 5, Daytona Tortugas 4. We'll be back for the top of the eighth after this commercial break. Welcome back, everybody. Top of the eighth inning. The Hammerheads taking the lead in the seventh inning. Two coming home for the Jupiter Hammerheads, now leading in this game 5-4, the final game of this series between Daytona and Jupiter. Kyle Krieger on the mound now for Jupiter. Confidant leading things off here in the top of the eighth for the Tortugas. And a big swing and a miss. That's going to be strike number two. Krieger from Corinth, Mississippi. Picked in the seventh round of the 2022 draft. And he retires confidant there for his first strikeout in relief. Logan Tanner up next. Krieger comes into the game with an 11.25 ERA. Tanner, this one towards the warning track, and right there to get it on the edge of the dirt on the warning track is the right fielder. Nice grab by Noah Williamson. That's two quick outs here in the top of the eighth.
Now batting the right fielder, number 30.
Ariel Almonte up next. He has two home runs, 18 RBIs on the season. Pinot on deck. And Almonte hits this one to center. Right there to grab it is Jorge Caballero. Three quick outs. Hammerheads on top, 5-4. Bottom of the eighth coming right up. Walter Works on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stalls. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the eighth inning. A turn of events late in this game. Hammerheads getting three in the sixth, two in the seventh, now on top 5-4. Chase Luttrell leading things off. Foul tips this one, strike one. Are you happy? I'm happy. We got some Sunday afternoon baseball here. The Hammerheads finally taking the lead. Feels like it's been a long 2 days. They've lost the last two, trying to pick up a win in the final game of this series. Gene Correa on the mound for the Tortugas. He's the new pitcher in relief. Correa from Guyana, Venezuela. Picked up as a free agent last year. As Luttrell pops this one up, Tanner calling for it, the catcher. Nice grab there in foul territory by Logan Tanner. Andrew Fernandez is up next. Harrison Spahn due up next. He's on deck. Here comes the first pitch to Fernandez. Strike one, 77-mile-per-hour breaking ball by Carrera. Here comes the 0-1. Another breaking ball, strike two. Fernandez calling time. Taking a couple of practice swings there. Here comes the 0-2. And Fernandez makes contact over there in left field. Confidant able to get it. Two quick outs. Harrison Spahn's up. He's in the box. Shortstop for your Hammerheads. Three home runs, 13 RBIs on the season. Nobody on. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. And the breaking ball catches the outside corner of the plate. Strike one. Correa comes in with a 6.19 ERA, 17 strikeouts and 16 pitches. Here comes the next pitch. Strike two. Harrison swings and misses. And here comes the 0-2. Spahn makes contact towards center and easily getting to it for out number three. Nice catch out there by Hector Rodriguez. Three quick outs, and we're rocking and rolling to the top of the ninth inning. Last chance opportunity for the Tortugas. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Great show, Ren. Chalk is a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stalls. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Here we go. Last chance opportunity for the Daytona Tortugas. Hammerheads took the lead in the bottom of the seventh, bringing two across home, hanging on to a 5-4 lead. Yasil Pino leading things off for the Tortugas. He lines this drive right over to center. Nice grab by Caballero. That's quick out number one. Kyle Krieger still on the mound for the Hammerheads. He's going to be looking to close this one out. We're looking for a happy Sunday here. That might be it for Krieger as the infield comes in. So does Coach. We're going to have a new pitcher in to close the game. Two outs away from sealing the deal and getting a much-needed victory. Walter works with you on a Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this pitching change. Top of the ninth, right back after this commercial break. And we are back, everybody. Top of the ninth inning. Tortugas with their last chance opportunity, down one. Hammerheads 5, Daytona 4. Evan Taylor on the mound. He has a 2.20 ERA. He's looking to close this game out for the Hammerheads, trying to seal the deal and get number 22 in the win column. Taylor from Florence, Alabama, the 23-year-old lefty, picked in the ninth round of the 2022 draft. Victor Acosta up. He faces an 0-2 count early on. Here comes the 0-2 to Acosta. And that fastball inside, Acosta gets a piece of it. Foul tips it. Count stays 0-2. Hammerheads 5, Tortugas 4, top of the ninth. Taylor on the mound facing Acosta. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And Acosta foul tips this one, staying alive. Count stays 0-2 here in the top of the ninth. Hammerheads came back into this game in the sixth inning, getting three across home, getting two in the seventh, and taking the lead now 5-4. This one outside, ball one, count goes 1-2 to Acosta. Evan Taylor with incredible numbers, 25 strikeouts, on 16 innings worth of work. And the next pitch, a fastball, Acosta. Foul tips it. Count stays 1-2. Jupiter looking for their 22nd win of the season. Trying to stay in that conversation when it comes to the Florida State League East. Acosta foul tips this one. Count stays 1-2. Don't forget the Tarpons and the Cardinals are here all week long. Baseball bingo Wednesday, that's Silver Sluggers night. Acosta hits this one in play. That's an easy out, number two. Nice job there. McCants to Montgomery. So two outs here in the bottom, in the top of the ninth. Hector Rodriguez up next. And don't forget, Saturday, May 27th, a wild night out. Gates open at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m., a night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. So here we go. Counts 0-1 to Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch from Taylor. Big swing and a miss, strike two. Hammerheads 5, Tortugas 4, top of the ninth inning. Counts 0-2 to Hector Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch from Evan Taylor. And Rodriguez makes contact. Should be an easy out, number 3, and it is. Nice catch there by Jordan McCants. And that's all she wrote. Hammerheads win their 22nd game of the season, a 5-4 victory over the Daytona Tortugas. An exciting game on this edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball. Happy Sunday, everybody. And that's it. Finito. 5-4 the victory. What a win by the Hammerheads, taking the final game of this series. Now 22-17 on the young season, the Tortugas falling to 16-23. With the win, the Hammerheads stay in the Florida State League East conversation, just a couple of games back behind their roommates here at the Dean, the Palm Beach Cardinals. And talking about their roommates, the Palm Beach Cardinals host the Tampa Tarpons all week long. That's right. Check us out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. And don't forget, Saturday, May 27th, a wild night out. That's right. Gates open at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m., a night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. There's nothing better, I promise you, than fun animals and baseball. It's such a good combination, folks. Don't forget to join us at the ballpark for a wild night out Saturday, May 27th. Oh, yeah. And all week long, the Tampa Tarpons visit the Palm Beach Cardinals. Don't forget, Silver Sluggers night is Wednesday, baseball bingo all night long. We got Thirsty Thursdays on Thursday. $1, $2, $3 drink specials. We always have a party here on Fridays, and you know Saturday, it's the kids' club. But this Saturday, it's a wild night out. We got an exciting week of baseball ahead of us here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. But what about today? An impressive victory by the Jupiter Hammerheads, coming out on top 5-4. Hammerheads end up with 7 hits, 1 error. Tortugas just with 4 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. And I told you, you got to be happy. Hammerheads now heading into the new week with 22 wins, 17 losses, second place in the Florida State League East. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a good weekend. Happy Sunday to you all. Walter Works live on MILB.com. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And I'm saying adios, amigos.